Gather the wheat into my barn, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Before God created man, and before he created the earth, he created the angels. And the angels were created in a hierarchy of two kinds. The first is called the hierarchy of nature, that is, each angel is in a hierarchy, that is, one angel is above another, based upon how intelligent they are. So the more intelligent the angel, the higher he is in the hierarchy. But this hierarchy is also paralleled with what is the second hierarchy called the hierarchy of grace. And with the angels, because they can only perform one meritorious act, St. Thomas tells us that as soon as they were created, they first grasped what God was revealing to them, which would require their assent. And if they gave assent to it, then immediately upon that assent, they were rewarded with their reward, which was to see God face to face if they were faithful, and then, of course, to be cut off if he was not faithful. And then the war ensued within heaven, and God gave St. Michael the power to cast the demons into the abyss. And so they are there for the rest of eternity in hell. But this hierarchy of grace, which the angels were part of, their amount of grace is based upon how strongly they willed that first meritorious act. But St. Thomas says because their will is proportionate to their nature, they cannot will anything above their nature, and so their state of grace, that is, how much grace they have, sanctifying grace, is based upon what their nature is. That is, there is a proportion. But when they fell, when the demons fell, they left gaps in the hierarchy of grace. The hierarchy of nature remains intact because the bad angels don't change in nature, but the hierarchy of grace now has holes in it. And so our Lord created man so that men, through repeated acts of merit, could achieve the places which were originally destined for the angels. This is one of the reasons why the angels in hell envy man and seek everything to undo him so that we do not end up with their place. But God therefore allowed men through a number of repeated acts to achieve a higher place in heaven. In order to merit, that is to raise your place in heaven, it is necessary that you be in the state of sanctifying grace, so you can't have committed mortal sin, or if you have, that you've gotten to confession, and that your confession restored you to the state of grace, that the action that you perform is by its nature good, and then the third is that you have a supernatural intention. And all that is necessary to have this supernatural intention is when you get up in the morning to make a morning offering, that all your prayers, sufferings, and good works are offered in unison with the holy sacrifice of the Mass for the sake of whatever intention you may have, whether it be God's glory, the salvation of souls, the necessities of your family, or what have you. But the various ways in which God chose for us to merit comes very often with a price. God chose to allow us to achieve these higher places in heaven through a battle, a spiritual warfare, which the demons wage against us constantly and are constantly ever vigilant. And the only way man can be victorious in this is through actual grace. That is, he has to be perfectly faithful to each and every grace that God brings him. Now, if you do fail to be faithful to a particular grace, God can still save you, of course, and he can still help you. But God intends that through each individual grace that he sends you, that you achieve a particular place in heaven, so that each time you are unfaithful to a grace that God sends you, you do not achieve that place which he had originally intended for you. This is one of the reasons why the saints constantly say it is absolutely necessary to be faithful to each and every inclination of grace that God sends you. Anytime he sends you a grace to pray, you should try and do so, provided it's not contrary to your duties according to your state in life. Perfect execution of your duties in your state in life, inclined by God's grace, is one of the principal means of sanctification and meriting your place in heaven. Now, this is an important teaching, because what it teaches us is that in heaven there is a hierarchy. Not everybody is on the same level. And to desire the place higher than what is due to you is called spiritual envy. This is one of the reasons why when we see people have specific spiritual gifts, we do not envy them, but rather we take delight in them and ask God that should it be His will, not that the other person be robbed of it, but that we receive also that which is according to His will. But this again means that God intends from all eternity that you had a specific place in heaven. So be faithful to those graces, do not fail, so that in doing, as St. Paul says, run to win the prize, that is, do as much as you can in order to achieve that place, then you will be happy, happier than you would if you don't. Each time you deny a grace that God sends you, you reduce the amount of happiness you have in heaven. Now, it is true that we are perfectly happy in heaven, but perfection is by degrees. Obviously, Our Lady is far happier than the lowest person in heaven because of the fact that she has the greatest amount of grace. And the merit you receive in heaven is proportionate to the prayers, sufferings, and good works that you do in this life. Now, in heaven, God gives us what is called the Lumen Gloriae, that is, the light of glory. Because the beatific vision exceeds our human intellect, God must infuse in us a light, that is, a capacity in the intellect by which it is able to grasp the essence of God. And when He infuses that Lumen Gloriae, that the person then sees God, and this Lumen Gloriae, how much of it you get is proportionate to your merit. That means that how well you grasp God in heaven is directly proportionate to your cooperation with the graces that He sends you in this life. Therefore, if you want to be happy, you must cooperate with Him. It's obvious to anybody who has had any sensitivity to their spiritual life and lead a spiritual life of any kind, recognizes very clearly that when they deny God's grace, they're not as happy than when, regardless of how painful or whatever the cost, they cooperate. Therefore, make sure that you cooperate with His grace so that you may attain the level, that is, the place in heaven, to the consternation of the demons, to the objective glory of God, and ultimately to your subjective happiness in heaven, which we pray will we reach the highest that we can according to the will of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.